Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
When I tell my wife that I'm going to a dinner with all guys, I get a look. I get a dirty look. Like maybe she's worried that I'm up to no good. Maybe she just doesn't like the idea that there's sort of an exclusionary thing going on. I've been thinking about this a lot lately, this idea of girls' trips or guys' nights, and whether they make sense in our current climate, our current understanding of the world. And I keep going back and forth. Part of me loves it, loves it. I live my life mostly publicly. Right? So I try to think through things. I know this comes as a surprise to many of you, but I try to think through things before I just blurt it out on the radio or on social media. But there's something kind of refreshing about being able to, I guess, workshop ideas without people jumping down your throat. What do you think about kind of a girl's weekend? It seems to me generally the pushback comes when it's only guys. If it's all girls going on a vacation, it's like, ah, oh, that's girls' trip, woo! But if it's a bunch of guys, now maybe if guys do a vacation, it's the same thing. Maybe it's the dinner. Maybe it's the gathering. Maybe it's the conversation. I don't know. I just wanted to take the pulse of you guys on this at 651-461-9226. You know, Dan, I wonder in the context of ministry,
yeah,
is there value or is it seen as like, I mean, because it is exclusionary, there's no doubt about it.
Well, I mean, but any...
But so is life.
Any
so
line you're
going to
draw is eventually going to become exclusionary.
Like, is it a safe space for people?
I think it can be. I think there's value in shared experience, right? Mm. In discussing shared experiences. I also think there's value in sharing diverse experiences.
Yes, yes.
So I don't know that it has to be all one or all the other.
If you're only getting together with
people with shared experiences,
fellow white guys,
that's a problem.
For me or whatever.
Yep, that's
right.
A problem.
Right.
But I also think that there's room for, you know, people, again, whatever that shared experience would be, whether that's a matter of gender, whether it's a matter of sexuality, whether that's a matter of what job you have. You know, you and Paul just got done raving about working in a newsroom. Well, that's a shared experience that only people that have done that would really truly understand. And you could tell that there was a bonding between the two of you as you talked about that because you both had that shared experience.
Right.
So I think there's value in that. But as I said, you know, you don't want to eventually be totally in that particular bubble. So is there room for it? Sure. Should it be the only kind of experiences we have? No.
651-461-9226. If I announced on this radio station that we were having a drive time with DeRussia dudes happy hour, would you think that's weird?
I think we'd have some very angry female fans.
Well, then we'd...
I can think of two right off the top of my head.
Then we'd...
You'd get some letters.
What if we had a drive time with DeRussia ladies' nights? Then I'd have other conversations that would be trouble,
yeah,
I suppose.
And, you know, how comfortable is your couch, Jason?
Yeah. It's... I just was thinking about it while I was at dinner last night. All guys, a lot of these people were business leaders. Most people wouldn't know. Some people, maybe people would have been like, oh, I know that guy.
Mm-hmm.
And it was kind of nice to have like a totally off the record dinner where you could say whatever you want. Now, sometimes saying I want a safe space where I can say whatever I want is an excuse for you to get together and be sexist or be racist. And I guess I would, I feel obligated to clarify that's not what I'm looking for. That's not what was going on, and it's not what I'm looking for. I think because we are a more accepting and open, generally speaking, society today than we were 20 years ago.
Sure.
If you're someone like me, you worry that doing something that is defined only by gender, guys getting together, saying what they want, not worried, guys being guys. All I know is I liked it, and I don't want to only do it, but I liked it, and it made me think, is that all right that I like it? Am I committing a crime against feminism?
I think the very fact that you're asking yourself that question proves that that's not a bad thing, that you have the self-awareness to go, here's a thing, but here's where that thing could go wrong.
Yeah.
If it's abused or maybe. If it's, you know, and I think as long as you have that in mind, I think you're doing just fine.
Don't women sometimes want to talk about stuff with only women, not having guys in there
sure.
to mansplain?
We all crave community in various forms. It's just that's hardwired into the human experience. And the easiest way to create community or create that kind of trusting bond is through shared experience. And there are things that women experience that men don't, and vice versa. And so, yeah, we're drawn to that kind of stuff.
Right.
We just have to be self-aware enough to realize that that's not the only thing out there and that we need to be broadened beyond that.
651-461-9226. Text coming in. I'll share some of your thoughts. More thoughts welcome as we get ready for Minnesota Twins pregame activity. That starts right here on CCO at 5. All right, Twins are on the air coming up in just a couple of minutes. So if you want to hang out with a bunch of guys listening, you can. Jason, guys getting together is a different conversation. Boys weekend means more drinking, more chat about common interests, more history than all the wives getting together as well. And it's healthy. I'm going on a girly weekend with friends I've known since junior high in a couple weeks. I'm trying to not overthink it. But I'm already planning an exit strategy because all of them are of a certain political party opposite of mine. I could go all weekend getting caught up on each other's lives and not mention politics, but I'm 99% sure they will talk politics. I'll tell you that can absolutely ruin one of these gatherings. Part of having that group, that core, if it's all girls or all guys, you sort of have to understand the rules, right? And it not to say you can't talk politics, but you can't refuse to consider someone else's view. That's what gets annoying, where it's someone who's just spewing the talking points and not willing to self-analyze. Oof. And it can sort of poison the whole deal. Another texter says, I've often hosted what we call man nights at my house. In the morning, my wife cleans up and tells me she has to go out to the deck and wash the testosterone off the deck. But she's fine with my man nights. Good, good. All right, you guys made me feel a little better, but I was a little worried. I'm like, am I doing all right? Plenty of things you guys could cancel me about. This isn't going to be it. That's it for us. Pablo Lopez, let's have a night. He gets the start. Sean Armstrong for Tampa. We could use a win. 5:40, first pitch. Pre-game is 4 minutes away on CCO.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.